chavales de 6 a 12 años. Del 22 al 24 de noviembre en el Valle de los Abedules, en Miraflores de la Sierra. Haz que los peques de la casa se llenen de magia, sorpresas y diversión. Haz tu reserva en el 91-700-1199. 91-700-1199.
Estás escuchando Fun Radio.
Everybody, hi there. It's Friday.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Just like that, it's Friday. We have a great drive time show for you this Friday afternoon. They're always good, aren't they? They're always good. But today is a great show. In fact, I have a very special guest who's going to be joining me on the show. I'll introduce her in just a moment. And today we have lots to talk about. In fact, we have lots to talk about in our trending topic. I'm going to talk about something from a few days ago, maybe a week ago. Quizás hace una semana. Maybe a week ago when we had a person ran a marathon in under 2 hours for the first time ever. A new world record. We're going to talk about that. Also, my goodness, we've got the return of our history section. And we're going to talk about Alaska. Alaska. And my guest today is a specialist on Alaska. So she'll tell us all about it, right? All about Alaska, because the United States bought Alaska on this day. I'm going to see if she knows the year. I will ask her. I'll put her to the test on many things on the program today, including grammar, pronunciation, and plenty more. So let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller.
Everybody, it is Drive Time, and it's 6 o'clock on Friday. It's Friday, and my guest today has that Friday feeling. It's our friend Carolina. How are you?
Fine. A little bit tired, but I'm so glad to be here with you again.
Tired, and also you said that your day was, how do you say in English, ajetreado?
Yeah. I was trying to say that in the right way, but I think I'm not going to do it, so hectic.
We say that when you pronounce a word like that, you have to imagine you're like limpiando cristales.
Yes, yeah. hectic.
But you really do. You really give it a lot of la jota,
maybe
right?
Too much.
Maybe, but hectic day.
Well,
why has it been so hectic for you?
Well, because I have, my mother is a little bit ill. She has a,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So we are spending too much time looking around several hospitals to try to take off her pain. We are in the Unidad del Dolor, you know.
The pain unit.
Yeah.
Now you're spending a lot of time.
Yeah. And
looking for solutions.
Right. Mm. When you have a really huge pain, it can let you do your current your daily life. Yeah. So, well.
Yeah.
So I was driving to the doctor, driving to the hospital, and then take Claudia to the club junior, and you know. But you know, I was really waiting for this moment because it's my evasion.
It's the escape from the day to day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's my favorite time of day as well.
Yeah, so let's go to have fun.
Let's do it. All right. And you were talking about the club junior. Of course, this is the Vaughn Club Junior, where we have a relationship now with Disney.
Yeah, I know.
And the kids really like it, I must say. Here at our office
yes,
in Madrid, Calle Orense 69, Orense 69.
Right.
And people can get all kinds of information at GrupoVaughn.com. But we have a nice collaboration with Disney. Does your daughter enjoy the Disney presence?
Yeah, she is so happy with that. Because in the last year, she has been in Club Tuner for three years. This is the third one. But this is the first with Disney. So, she's a lot of fun with Disney.
Yeah, I think
she's improving a lot.
I think people seem to enjoy it. I think the youngsters. Do you know that expression? Youngster. It's like los jovencillos.
Youngster. Well.
Youngsters, we can say. The youngsters like it. Yeah.
Well, when we make the homework, so I can see the difference.
When you do your homework.
So when we do the homework. Gosh, if my teacher from the master hear me, they are going to kill me. Yeah. When I do my homework with her homework together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we have to get started because we have people waiting and people, you know, this is a very interactive show, Carolina.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who want to write in and participate, and we'll begin with our Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right, everybody, it's time for the Twitter translation. The way this works, I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish. All right. Yo en español y tú en inglés. And you can write in on Twitter or also on Instagram, right? So, Tino, how can they find me online?
Pero todavía no sigues a Kyle en Twitter y en Instagram. ¿No sabes cómo se llama? Se llama...
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo. I.M. Kyle Millar.
That's right. I.M. Kyle Millar. That's right. Carolina, are you on Instagram?
No. I have no social medias.
You know, that's an envious position to be in. it's kind of a trap.
I know, but you know, I don't really have time enough to spend more time in Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram. For me, it's enough just with WhatsApp, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. What I'm saying is I agree. I think people waste a lot of time on that stuff.
Well, maybe it's not wasting, but it depends on the things that you want to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's better to be with people face to face or try to make a phone call, but, you know.
I agree. Anyway, the sentence today, if people want to participate, I need it because I had to do this section, this Twitter translation. I'm Kyle Miller, is a name on Twitter and on Instagram. And the sentence here, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Nadie le trajo aquí. So it could be él or could be ella, right?
Uh-huh.
Nadie le trajo aquí. So people are already writing in.
Wow.
We have a lot of participation here already, which is nice, right?
Yeah, I can tell.
Yes, very nice. Do you like translation?
Yes.
Do you like translating sentences?
Yeah, I like too much.
Wonder. Well, too much or a lot?
Well, a lot.
Okay, good.
A lot.
Good. All right, well, let's try a few as we go into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym. All right, everybody, it is that time. It's time for the warm-up gym, and we're going to put Carolina to the test.
Oh, my gosh.
Ponte a prueba, right? I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
Today.
I'm going to put me on the test.
To the test.
To the test.
Put you to the test with a little bit of translation, and we'll give a few seconds for the folks at home.
Okay.
To participate as well. Are you ready?
Okay. Is right to say don't put me on the corner?
Don't put me on the spot.
On the spot.
On the spot is like to really pressure me or
okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to put you to the test. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Number one, Ok. ¿Hay una persona para este puesto? That's a good question for you to know how to say this. ¿Hay una persona para este puesto?
Is there any person for this position?
Okay. Is there any person or even, is there a person?
For this new position or?
Well, yeah, this, well, position. I don't know if it's new or not. But
well, position.
For this position?
Position.
Shun.
Shun. Position.
Position. Or this job.
Okay.
Right? This job.
Job.
Yes. Do you like your job?
Yeah. I think I really like it.
It. Thank you. She said, yeah, I like it.
I like it, yeah.
I like my job.
I like my job.
Now, do you work hard in your job?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's very demanding.
So she has a demanding job. She works hard in her job. So there we have work as the verb, job as a noun. So how do you say, estoy trabajando?
I'm working hard.
Yeah, I'm working. Well
in my case.
I'm working hard. I'm working. Because we can't say I'm jobbing, right? People often say, what's the difference between work and job?
So what is the difference to say, what is your work or what is your job?
Well, when you talk about the puesto de trabajo, you'd say your job. But I'm working, the things that I do while I'm at that puesto would be my work. They're my duties. That's my work.
So?
There are cases where you can use one or the other. I'm here because it's my job. It's my job to come here. I'm working. I can't say it's my work. I'm doing my work because this is my job.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit confusing.
It's tricky, right, Tino?
It's tricky, yeah.
He says, oh, it is. Qué lío, todo eso. All right, well, let's move on. We can look at that a little more later. Number two, ¿hay pan en la bolsa?
Is there any bread on the bag?
On the bag?
In the bag. Oh, my gosh.
Is there any bread in the bag? Can you say it again?
Is there any bread on the bag?
In the bag.
Inside the bag.
In the bag. Is there any bread in the bag?
Is there any bread in the bag?
In the bag. What do you want to know?
About what?
Well, you just asked me a question. You said, Kyle, is there any bread in the bag?
Yes, because I want to know if, is there any bread? In the bag.
I want to know
if
there is any
bread in the bag.
In the bag.
In the bag.
Okay. Number three. Hay solo unos cuantos.
There is only a few?
Is.
There are. There are only a few.
There are only a few. Right? Like Eskimos in Spain. Esquimales en España. Hay solo unos cuantos, ¿no?
Solo hay unos cuantos.
There are only a few.
Solo hay unos cuantos. There are only a few.
Mm-hmm. I suppose. I mean, have you ever seen an Eskimo?
No.
But maybe there are a few. Who got tired of the weather in Alaska, so they moved to Malaga and have a beach house and go to the Chiringuito.
I don't think they will survive.
I don't know. Hay una carretera no lejos. This is very easy. It's surprisingly easy. Hay una carretera no lejos.
There is a few close.
Carretera.
There is a road close to.
Bueno, no lejos.
Not far away.
Not far.
Not far.
There's a road not far.
Not far.
Carretera, road. Bueno, road or.
Roadway.
I'd say highway.
Highway is autopista.
Yeah. What's the difference between a carretera y autopista?
I mean, for me, Orense is a road.
Yeah, it's not a highway. It's a road. But that's not a carretera.
An M30 is a... Well...
It's a highway.
Well...
For me, Orense or Las Ramblas, these are roads, right?
Yeah, because they are huge.
Streets, roads.
Wide.
And then we have highways, which are... Yeah, carreteras, no? Autovía.
M30. Also, it's a...
So what do you call M30?
Yeah, a kind of autopista.
It's a highway. For me, it's a highway.
Yeah, but it's in a circle.
Yeah, it's a ring road.
A ring road.
We sometimes say a ring road. Like in the United States, if you drive if you drive down the... You've been on the east coast of the United States. In fact, you used to live there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I was living there when I was 16.
Okay. And where did you live?
In San Francisco. Well, close to San Francisco.
Ah, that's the west coast.
Yeah, in Santa Rosa.
Okay. I can't comment on the highways near there, but on the east coast, you have the I-95.
Yeah.
Which is a famous... Well, it's
Autopista de la Playa.
It's an important highway that goes all the way from Maine to Florida on the east coast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Down through Boston, New York, down through Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, down through Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, it's all
home
around.
Of the peach, the giant peach, Atlanta, well, Georgia, the state of Georgia, Florida. It goes down the east coast, 95, I-95, interstate. So in the U.S., they say interstate, which literally is like saying interestado.
Uh-huh. Because it's not close to the beach.
Well, it's because it goes through multiple states. It connects multiple states.
Because
there are interstates all over the place, regardless of how close they are to beaches.
Because there is a pretty famous also highway on the other coast,
mm-hmm.
from Seattle to San Diego, I think, is mm-hmm. called Autopista de la Playa. And you can,
okay.
And it's really fun to drive over there.
Sure, sure. But when you get to a lot of these cities, probably the same on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, when you get to New York, you're on the I-95, and then there is a ring road.
Oh,
like in Spain, you have the M-30, M-40. There's
ring
road, and so it's a highway that goes around it, and what they do is they put another number in front. So the one in New York, let's say you're on the I-95, then they call it the 495 or the 395.
It's like an air code or something for the freeway.
I mean, it's a section of the highway that allows you to bypass the city, right? So they put a number in front of 95, and instead of I-95, it's I-395.
It's a good idea.
Or 495. Yeah, so you don't have to go down into Manhattan when you're trying to go from Boston to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right? It saves you the trip.
Yeah, it's useful.
I strongly recommend road trips. Do you like road trips? Spending 12 hours in the car?
No. I don't like to be inside the car for a long time. You know, I get tired.
I love them.
No. For me, it's
really
tiring.
I can go 12 hours, stop at a gas station, you get a big Pepsi and a...
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever, and you get going.
Because you like to drive.
Yeah. Yeah, if I prefer driving than being in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Maybe in my next life, I'll be a long-haul driver.
Like Thelma y Luis, are you going to make a trip?
Well, maybe, but I mean,
How do you say descapotable? Coche descapotable.
Convertible.
It's about convertible.
But what I mean in terms of making money is being one of those guys that pulls the 18-wheeler. A transport truck, right?
Oh, what?
Pulling a trailer full of merchandise.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Next stop, California. You get in and you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Forrest Gump, when he was running and everybody put her publicity, hombre anuncio, when he was running.
Yeah, but I mean, be a trucker. A truck, un camionero. Ser un camionero.
But in a nice car, right? Because you are very...
No. The big truck. I mean, pulling, my cargo. And you go from one town, you connect the cargo, and you drive, and you... Why not?
Are you serious?
Not really. but I like driving, right? Ser un camionero.
Because I can picture that.
Camionero, right?
I trucker. Can't do it.
Trucker. The problem with that is, you know, a trucker is one of the most common, jobs in America.
Well, because it's really huge.
Because they have a lot of merchandise to take from place to place.
Yeah.
But there's a risk now that with these new autonomous cars, the trucks are going to be driving themselves soon.
Do you mean in order to lose these kind of
They're going to buy these Tesla. They'll buy these Tesla electric trucks, and there will be no people involved. In the middle of the night, a las tres de la mañana, the motor starts up, and a robot drives across the country and delivers your a truck full of Coca-Cola from the warehouse to the other place.
Well, I don't really believe in it yet. Well, maybe in...
We're not there yet, but in a few years.
In a few years.
In 10 years, maybe.
Well, maybe in 2 years, but I think it's not able to... It doesn't really work for now.
Not now.
Right, not now.
Not now.
We need people, you
people
know?
Don't trust... These robots.
You know, sometimes there are some troubles that a human being are able to resolve.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. I agree. So maybe I shouldn't quit my job yet to become a trucker, a long-haul trucker.
You know, guys, can you picture that?
Yeah.
Kyle driving a truck?
Well, my parents.
A huge truck? You know,
My parents have a new neighbor in my hometown, a neighbor who was a retired trucker. And in the summer, I was talking to him. His name's Dennis. He's a nice guy, old guy. Well, he's, 75, maybe 70. Yeah, about 70, I would say. And he used to carry steel.
Steel?
Acero.
Acero. In the truck.
So he would go to the fábrica de acero. I don't know what you say in Spanish. The steel mill.
Steel.
Molina. Do you say molina de acero? Fábrica?
No.
¿Cómo se dice eso?
Fábrica de acero. Tino,
when you make, know? They have to make, the, they have this, the factory. They're making steel to, like, to make the railway lines.
Yeah.
Ferrocarriles.
De vías.
So they have to make these in a steel plant. Plant. Como planta. We say in English, plant is another word for a factory.
Yeah, it means in una única pieza.
No, I'm talking about a word for fábrica.
Uh-huh.
Una fábrica de tal.
De acero.
De acero, en este caso.
A steel plant.
A factory. Okay, steel factory. Sure. Steel plant. Steel mill.
Ah, plant like a planta. Planta de acero. Okay, I got it.
Planta.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Finally.
So he worked many, many different routes, but one of them, for example, was picking up a load of steel. So I could do that, right? I could go to,
I can think about
go
it.
Go to Burgos. I got to pick up a load of whatever.
You can make that question on your Twitter and say, hi, do you think will be possible for me to do that? No te puedo imaginar haciendo eso.
Or I could take a load of fish. I could take a load of, pescado de Vigo a Logroño. Whatever. Right?
Demasiado glamour para ti, Kyle.
Glamour. You think that's a glamorous job?
Glamour. You're a glamour person. I can't think
a
doing
trucker.
That.
A trucker's a good, but you could have your music. Con tu música a tu bola, eh? A tu bola, right?
And be alone for many, many hours.
Yeah, but
nobody bothered you.
Nobody's bothering you. I got my music. You're driving. You're the boss.
On your own.
Yeah.
Well.
For a little while.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Maybe. But you can make good money doing that. Se paga bien, eh?
Yeah, because I think it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Yeah, and you're...
And they have limits. You're only allowed to drive, I think, 10 hours per day or 12.
I mean, it sounds enough.
But a lot of these guys, they get paid per kilometer, right?
Really?
They get paid... Often it's per kilometer, so many of the drivers, to make more money...
Yeah, faster.
Or they do... Hagan trampas. They do some tricks with the clock. The government installs a clock in your car to see how long you've been driving.
Okay.
And they do things or they do terrible things like take drugs to stay awake all night, and they drive for 20 hours without stopping. Not good.
Try to make in more money.
Try to make more money.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe I'll stick to the English. Right? Me quedo con lo del inglés.
Yeah.
Mejor. Better.
Healthier?
Healthier, probably.
Healthier.
But
for
I have
your
these...
back, your seat, your mind.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's try another sentence.
Okay.
¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Hay bancos a lo largo de la orilla del mar. Excuse me. La orilla.
Orilla.
La orilla.
Orilla.
That's it. Orilla.
Orilla.
Es orilla. O bueno, orilla del río, por ejemplo.
Orilla del río. Es la ribera. Puf.
Por ejemplo, hay bancos.
Hay bancos.
A lo largo,
there are some banks or banks. Banks close to the river. Around, I don't know how to say that.
Now here, bancos, what do you mean bancos?
Bancos for sitting.
Because I was confused as well, because you could say banks, but yeah, if you're talking about for sitting, then it's a bench.
Bench.
There are benches.
Benches. All around the river. The way of the river.
A lo largo de. A lo largo de.
Across.
Along.
Along?
Along.
Along. Along the river.
Yeah, there are benches.
Benches.
Along
the river.
Bueno, La orilla.
La orilla. I know how to say that.
The river bank.
Bank?
The river bank.
Like banco, again?
Yeah. Es un truco.
So banks, there are some banks along.
Well, there are benches.
Benches in this case, but we can intercambiar.
We can exchange,
like
trade
making
words.
A yoke?
Yes. There are benches along the river bank.
Find another one. I don't like that one.
Bueno, all right. How about this? No hay mucha gente como él.
Oh, my God.
No hay mucha gente como él.
There aren't many people like him.
Exactly. There aren't many people like him.
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 Very good. Yeah. I think we only did five or six.
Because he's the one.
Yeah. Like Santa Claus. You know, there aren't many people like him. He's very special.
Yeah, I really would like.
For example.
There are many.
Okay, we have to take a break. Un descanso.
Okay.
Merecido, right? A well-deserved break. We're going to be back in a few minutes, though, with plenty more, including the response to our Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Nadie le trajo aquí. We're going to look at that and plenty more after the break. So please, don't touch
That's
that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Right Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
¿Quieres clases de inglés o aprender inglés? Si quieres clases, pareceremos caros. Pero si quieres una solución de verdad, somos los más baratos. Es más, somos los únicos.
Niñas y niños, agrandad bien los ojos, porque llega nuestro Weekend Camp Equilibrismo, malabares, acrobacias, divertidísimos juegos de expresión corporal, talleres de títeres y marionetas, y un espectáculo de circo para rematar el Weekend Camp de Baugan. Ah, y abrid bien los oídos, porque en menos que canta un gallo, el inglés lo asimilaréis, así, sin más, como arte de magia. Llega nuestro Weekend Camp con temática de circo y magia, para chavales de 6 a 12 años, en el Valle de los Abedules, en Miraflores. Haz la reserva de los peques en el 917-00-1199, 917-00-1199.
If only I'd had this chance myself when learning my Spanish. If only, ojalá, I'd had the program we have here at Vaughan for living abroad, immersion abroad, extranjero adultos. You go abroad, you've got proper help, proper support to practice grammar, your comprehension, oral agility, confidence while speaking English. That's what you really need. Confidence. With our programs, you can stay with a host family, in a residence, in an apartment, or even at a teacher's house. And they're there to help you speak real English and get the real immersive experience that, ojalá, I wish I had had.
Estoy creando la fórmula mágica para aprender inglés. Añado 5 semanas, 5 horas a la semana de lunes a viernes. Unas gotas de listening and speaking. Enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 911-335-833 o en grupovaughan.com.
If you want to master English, that is, master it, then call Vaughan. We'll tell you the truth and then show you the way. It's not easy, but with Vaughan, it's possible and worth it.
En Vaughan Town hay un antes y un después. El antes es inseguridad, titubeo, fastidio. El después es confianza, convicción y arrojo. Y esto en solo 6 días.
El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado, con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Vaughan Town, el pueblo anglo de Vaughan. Vaughan Town, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335-833.
Vaughan Town, cambia tu inglés ya.
Entra en grupovaughan.com y descubre verbos en inglés, consejos y curiosidades, gramática inglesa. Descubre mucho más en grupovaughan.com. Recursos para aprender inglés.
Kyle Miller Show. You're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller School Show. Starting around 6:30 here on Vaughan Radio. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller Show, the Kyle Miller Show. Drive Time, Kyle Miller's pretty cool show. You better never ever miss it, 'cause it's the best show I know.
Everybody, you're back. We're back. It's time for the second half hour of our Drive Time show here on Vaughan Radio, and it's time for the trending topic.
Yeah.
Trending topic. People today are talking about, well, over the last week, well, people have been talking about a lot of things, but a lot of things that I don't want to talk about. So one of the things that I do want to talk about is a guy named Eliud Kipchoge. You ever heard of this guy?
No.
Eliud Kipchoge, I'm probably mispronouncing his name. It's the first time I've ever tried to say it, but he became the first person ever to run a marathon in under 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It sounds like a hero.
Well, he could be a hero.
Yeah.
To health fanatics. Yes, he ran the fastest, now 26.2 miles. In front of thousands of fans in Vienna last Saturday. And he crossed the barrier of 2 hours. No one's been able to do it.
Yeah.
So he finished with a time of 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. So he was under it by 20 seconds.
Yeah. It's a world record?
It is a world record.
Yeah. And I would like to know... the way he finished, I mean, so tired, de una pieza, dizzy, or, you know, so I can say that.
Exhausting.
Exhausted.
Now, back in 2007, he came here's a good expression, just shy of the 2 hour mark. Just shy. Shy, which is like tímido. But tímido means, if just shy, it means, oh, casi, really close.
Close,
he was just
but
a
no
little
cigar.
Bit under, close but no cigar. Finishing with a time of 2 hours and 25 seconds in Monza, Italy. But the problem here is they're not going to count it as a world record.
Why not?
Good question. Because they say that he drank too much water.
Oh my gosh.
They have certain rules. Well, they have certain rules. This is silly, isn't it? About fluids, the amount of fluids being allowed. I don't know.
More than water, you mean, or another kind of fluid?
Well, what else would you drink? I mean, Gatorade or whatever, right? But I guess he drank too much and they don't allow... That's kind of silly.
Yeah. I didn't know about it. I never thought that you have restricciones to drink.
Fueling. Your fueling strategy. All right. I don't totally understand this. So don't quote me, but I am saying it on the radio, which maybe I shouldn't say. But, they said something about the amount of water that he was drinking has for some reason disqualified him. But he did it. He did it in less than 2 hours. Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned.
Maybe if he put something weird in the water. Like, I don't know, like a doping thing or something.
Well, give you
more energized.
Yeah, more energy. He was drinking Red Bull or something.
More than Red Bull, baby. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
There is many, many chemical.
The Lance Armstrong cocktail.
Sustancias.
The Lance Armstrong drink. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Are you a fan of cycling?
No. No.
But you know about Lance Armstrong,
yeah,
right? He won, what, 6 or 7 Tour de France's in a row and then said, no, I'm clean. Yeah. And then they found out, no,
he wasn't.
The problem with that is I think most of them at that level in the top 10, top 20, yeah. They're probably, most, let's say.
Because we are not superheroes.
No, we're not.
And sometimes they sound like that, you know, because they make this kind of huge efforts.
Yeah.
And they cycling in really fast or in really high roads. And they don't look like normal people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they seem like... more than normal, like superhuman, that's the word.
Superhuman, I was looking for that word.
Anyway, the man has broken the record. You know, he's done it. He's run the distance in less than 2 hours, so congratulations. He's from Kenya.
Oh.
Kenya,
yeah.
Right? 34 years old, Kenyan.
34.
34.
Yeah. He's the best age.
Kenya, I'll tell you. They put out an abnormal number of runners. Like Kenya and Ethiopia, they put out very good marathon runners.
Yeah, well, because the legend that say that esa gente corre más porque ha pasado mucho hambre. Sus genes.
Their genes. It's in their genes.
Yes.
And we're not talking about the levies. Levies, no.
Running after the hens.
Okay, yeah. Running after whatever they have to do. Now, here we go. Born to... Okay, we have an authority here. Our local running authority is... His name is Born to Iron Man on Twitter. He's a 23-time Iron Man finisher.
Wow.
From
I'm
Valencia.
So impressed.
Regular listener of the show. Friend of the program from Valencia. 104.7 in Valencia. A little shout out. And he says the IAAF, the International Association of Athletics Federations, however, will not be honoring the feat as a world record because he had advantages that set him, that set this event apart from a traditional marathon. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that it wasn't the guy, but it was the course, maybe.
The course.
The conditions of this place, I guess. Please elaborate if you can. If anyone wants to elaborate and tell us more
information,
I welcome it. He says, why is it not a record? He says, the pace setters who reduced his wind resistance, a pace car that has used lasers to indicate the best running path for those pace setters to take and a race course that was essentially flat. So, yeah, they do this thing where if we're running, if you run in front of me, I get in behind you and you break the wind.
Yeah. It's like when Formula One.
Yeah.
People who is after the first one, they can keep more gasoline.
Yeah, they can save gas.
Yeah, and after that, when they are ready, they can
pass
you.
That's so. Right. So they have a
rebufo. Ir al rebufo, we say in Spanish.
Yeah, we can say well, to go behind, we say drafting, to draft someone.
Draft someone.
So you're going along or on your bicycle, too.
Right.
In the cycling, you do the same.
It's
in behind and I'm saving energy.
Right.
And then I wait till the very end, you're tired, and I come out ahead.
Right. That is a strategy.
And it was a very, yes, and it was a very flat course, according to our friend. So, well, anyway, that was our trending topic. Speaking of driving, though, we have a special section that we do sometimes for our taxi driving friends. Have you heard this one?
I think so, but...
All right. Because, you know, there are 15,000 taxis in Madrid. Did you know that?
No.
65,000 in Spain.
I mean, taxis.
Taxis.
No Cabify or Uber.
Just taxis. So Uber and all that, I don't know. Thousands more.
Yeah.
But they're sitting there 20... centimeters away from a radio, so I encourage taxi drivers to listen to Vaughn Radio.
I think many of them do it.
All right, work on your English while you're in your cab. So if you're a taxi driver, this moment's for you.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
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 Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Yeah.
Hola, Kyle. Soy Felipón. Mira, tengo una pregunta. ¿Cómo le digo a un extranjero que tengo que parar a repostar, que me estoy quedando sin combustible? Muchas gracias, Kyle. Me encanta tu programa.
Okay, well, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
So, yeah, tengo que parar a repostar. How do you say that?
I need to fill it in. No, refill.
Refill or eso. Fill up.
Fill up. Eso. I was looking for that phrase over.
So I need to now parar.
I need to
stop.
Stop. Oh, I need. You can say just I need filling up.
I need to fill up.
To fill up.
Yeah, but I want to. I'd like to. How would you use the verb to stop? I need to stop to fill up.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Necesito parar para.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So this is it's important.
But I mean, but if you need to fill up, you have to stop. I mean,
correct.
Está incluido en la acción.
It is. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because we have a interesting difference between stop ing versus stop plus infinitive. So I could say, I need to stop eating so much chocolate.
Yeah.
I stopped driving to
do something.
Get gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in Zaragoza. We stopped driving. We stopped to get gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped ing. You stop the action, but then you stop to do something else.
Right.
Para que puedas hacer otra cosa.
Eso es.
So we stopped to get gasoline.
In this case.
So he says, look, I'm sorry, I need to stop to get gas because I'm running, quedando sin.
Running out
of gasoline. Or
cash.
Gas, or the British would say petrol.
Petrol.
Or it could be diesel.
Diesel.
But either way, in North America, we'll just say gas. Even if it's a diesel engine, we need to get gas. Not necessarily gasoline, but fuel for the car, right? There we go. So that is taxi time, our moment there for taxi drivers.
Yes.
And our friend Jos writes in and says he had a lot of runners, talking about the marathon guy again, running in front of him, cutting the wind, and a car to show him the track with a laser. So I guess there was a car going in front of the guy, calculating the shortest possible route and projecting it onto the ground with a laser, so he would run over this exact line to mark the shortest possible route.
And that is true?
Apparently. I didn't see it. I'm going to have to look it up on YouTube.
Well,
or similar.
I'm curious. about it.
So am
so
I.
When you find out, let me know, please.
All right. I'll let you know. All right. I think it's time to move on, though. Don't you think, Tino? Everything good must come to an end, so let's move on. How about we go ahead with today's common mistake?
I have 39.
You have? No, you are. I am. I am 39.
Common mistakes. Mistakes.
Mistakes. All right, everybody. It's time for today's common mistake. Common mistake. 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 How do you say, sabes conducir?
Do you know how to drive?
Very good. Do you know how to drive? No sé cocinar.
I don't know how to cook.
¿Sabe ella cambiar un neumático?
Wow. Does she know how to change a tire?
Nice. Very good.
Oh, thank you.
to know how, you didn't make the mistake, to know how to.
Because my
how.
Master teachers
how. Yeah. How.
Did a great job.
Como los indios, ¿no? How, how, how.
How.
Not ho, how.
They know how to.
Know how to. Do you know how to? So, the mistake is sometimes people say, oh, I know to drive.
No, it's how to.
I know how to drive. Do you know how to cook paella?
No. No, because I'm at, terrific bath cook.
You're a terrible or terrific?
Terrible.
Okay, because terrific is de maravilla.
Yeah, it's de maravilla. Malísima cook.
I'm a terrible cook.
Because I don't like it at all.
Do you know how to play the guitar?
No, neither.
No, Kyle, I don't know how to play the guitar.
No, no. I don't know how to play any instrument.
Does Tina... Do you think Tino knows how to play the guitar? Do you think he does?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, I think he knows how to play the guitar.
He already does.
He does, he does. He knows how to play the guitar. Do you think he knows how to play the bass, el bajo?
How you say le pega?
Le pega.
It match him?
It looks like he does, or it fits. It fits.
It
fits him.
It fits him.
The bass?
The bass, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Do you think Tino knows how to play the drums?
Well, who knows? I mean, if you learn how to play a guitar or a bass, maybe you can play the rest of the...
Well, the drums are very different, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, the people, when you have oído and you like how to play...
You have oído.
Oído.
When you develop your ear. Yeah.
I mean, for music, it's muy probable. I think he does. Surprise us.
If he has oído, it's muy probable, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
This is Spanglish. My boss is going to get mad at me for speaking so much Spanglish on this show.
Oh, really?
You said, es muy probable.
Es muy probable.
It's very likely.
It's very likely.
No, my boss won't get angry at me, but I'm just saying. It's very likely.
Richard, you're going to kill me.
It's very likely that Tino knows how to play the... So you're saying it's very likely that he knows how to play the guitar, the bass, and the drums.
Yeah.
What about the keyboard?
Keyboard?
Teclado. Piano.
Well... I think many guys come play the drum, just learning by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But playing the piano, I think it's you need to learn deeply or more
theoretically,
yeah,
with classes. So what are you saying though? What are you getting at? Are you saying that Tino doesn't know how to play it?
I have no idea.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know either. Tino, do you play the piano? Can you play? He cannot play the piano, but he can play the guitar.
Yeah.
And he can play the bass.
Puedes por lo menos tocar la guitarra.
Exactly, exactly. What about the drums? Tino, can you play the drums a little bit?
You know, a little bit, because, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, it's true. People take the baquetas.
Drumstick,
and sometimes tutu. And if you have a natural ear, yeah, you can do something really kind of nice, you know.
Yeah. I play the drums a little bit, although I haven't played for 5 years.
Did you learn how to do it?
Well, yeah, I took some classes.
Wow.
It's not as easy as you think, Carolina.
I know.
No es moco de pavo. Right?
How do you say that in English? How do you say that?
It's not a piece of cake.
A piece of cake.
It's no joke, right? Well, like anything, you can do it at a very basic level or you can do it properly.
It depends on. I mean, for me,
it depends on what?
Do you want to try to play? I mean, it sounds easier to try to play with the trumpets.
Yeah.
Better than a guitar, in my case.
Yeah, but if you want to play properly and use the right technique.
Yeah, you need to take some classes.
Yeah. And you have to teach your brain to sort of independent to allow yourself to move independently. You start moving with your right hand. It's a question of muscle memory.
You have to cross, right?
Yeah, tip on a conventional style, yes.
It's for the brain, right?
I don't know.
You are like, I mean, you know,
typically
what I mean?
People do that because then, well, it's because your right hand, you typically play the charles, the hi-hat with your right hand, which is on the left side in a standard setup. You're playing there, but you need to then be able to reach the drum on the other side. So you need to cross it over and then you keep your left hand for hitting the snare, which is the caja.
Snare.
La caja is the snare.
Snares.
So you're...
Mm-hmm. It sounds better like drive a trunk.
Driving a truck. Being a rock and roll drummer is maybe more glamorous.
Yeah.
more interesting.
Good.
There it is. A little drum. Yeah. Although, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to go off on a strange tangent, but I when I was learning drumming, I made some observations. One of them is, in fact, I wrote an article once for Vaughn for a blog many years ago about the muscle memory. Muscle memory, they call it, right?
But when you work out.
But this idea of internalizing a movement, right?
Uh-huh.
So I start hitting the charles, the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and then... You have to make it so that movement is completely independent. You're not thinking of it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm tapping it, but I'm not thinking of it. And then my left arm, it can hit another drum, and I'm not thinking about my right arm.
Yeah.
And my left foot is doing something, and my right foot is doing something, but I'm not really thinking about any of them. You kind of have to, you get in a unique brain space.
Right.
Because if you try to start, I've been that, playing a rhythm, and I start thinking about my left foot.
Yeah,
for me, the problem was my left foot. The biggest problem was my left foot. I could play the bass drum, boom, 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 with my right foot. And I could play my left hand and my right hand, and I could play that more or less okay. But the left foot, keeping rhythm with my left foot, the fourth independent
part,
was too much for my brain. But it comes from this idea of muscle memory, and it's the same thing with learning a language. Like I just said, it's the same thing about learning a language. I didn't think about all of those I didn't think about those words. They just came out. I had an idea in my head and they came out. If you think about something too much, it's not going to be natural.
Well, it's the same when you are driving. If you are thinking and you have to use the clutch. The clutch and you press the gas and you have to, to use the rest of the things of the car, you get confused.
Yes. And this is why you can't gain fluency with a language by reading a grammar book.
Right.
If you could, I wouldn't have a job. People could go down to a Casa de Libro, pay $10, get one book, grammar book, learn everything, and they wouldn't need Vaughn Radio. The reality is you need practice.
That's the secret of this method.
Yes. And you drill it in.
Repeat.
You repeat until it comes natural.
And it happens.
Yeah.
I do promise.
So it's like playing the drums. You do it over and over. You hit that movement over again. And then you're doing it. You're not thinking. Or it's like when you ever go to the doctor and he tests your knee for the reflex and he... it taps that you. Part and your leg shoots up.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about it. You're not, oh, I'm going to kick my leg up
now.
Yeah,
it's automatic.
It's an automatic reaction. So the idea is, if I'm talking about being, and I say, oh, I have, the next word is going to be been, because I know that I've been. I have been. I know the conjugate. I'm not thinking, I'm not saying, or not, go, went, gone. I'm not thinking of the conjugation. It's natural. Because practice makes perfect.
Yeah. It happens to you when you are speaking in Spanish?
I think I comfortably speak within my Giri style.
I know.
But the problem is I don't challenge myself enough and I have my way. The same with Fitz and a lot of the others.
Yeah, yeah, it's really
funny. We have our way of speaking.
Yes.
Because at this point, nobody challenges. No, well, not no, 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 but not too many people challenge me.
Yeah, well,
they understand
I'll
what I'm
it.
Saying.
I will do it.
They say, no, no, no. Nobody says, repeat, repeat. And I, but I should, what I need is a demanding teacher who will correct me and force me to say it properly and repeat it until it comes natural. Because that is the path to learning.
Yes.
We're almost out of time. You hear that music? It means we're out of time. Our common mistake. Oh, yeah. So we were just talking about, do you know how to?
How to.
Know how to. Know how to. Saber hacer algo, to know how to do it. All right? We're going to take a short break. In a few minutes, we'll come back with the final half hour of our Drive Time show for the week. The last half hour of the week, everybody. Just like that.
What a pity.
I know. And I promise we will look at the Twitter translation, the following sentence. Nadie le trajo aquí. But in English.
In English.
In English, exactly. So let me know how to say that in English. We'll talk about that and plenty more right after the break. So don't touch that dial.
I'll be back.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
¿Crees que tienes un buen nivel de inglés? Vete a Vaughan Town y date cuenta, nada más llegar, que tu dominio es más cercano al cero absoluto. En inglés se dice humble pie, o sea, comer tarta de humildad. Vaughan Town te dará primero un rudo despertar y conforme pasan los días, un nuevo despertar. Un despertar lleno de seguridad, confianza y convicción. Si existen los milagros, Vaughan Town se cuenta entre ellos.
¿Estás pensando en apuntar a tus hijos a clases de inglés en Club Junior? Aprenderán inglés con el método Vaughan, muy dinámico y divertido. Recibirán una formación de calidad y con profesores de todo el mundo. Clases por edades hasta los 10 años o por niveles hasta los 17 años. Llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5832 o entra en nuestra página web grupovaughan.com.
Llega nuestro Weekend Camp con temática de circo y magia para chavales de 6 a 12 años en el Valle de los Abedules, en Miraflores. Haz la reserva de los peques en el 917-00-1199. 917-00-1199.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Conoce todas las opciones de formación disponibles llamando al 91-133-5833 o en tu delegación más próxima en grupovaughan.com. Vaughan, en tu empresa.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Vamos a eliminar en una sola semana años de miedo escénico. Años del sentido del ridículo. Años de barreras psicológicas. En un lugar donde escuchará y hablará solo en inglés. Haciéndole hablar y oír 50.000 frases en inglés. Con gente de lo más variopinta. Gente voluntaria que cruza océanos para obligarle a hablar y a escuchar solo en inglés. Gente que quiere conocer España a través de un grupo como tú, deseosos de mejorar su inglés. Porque una estancia en Vaughan Town equivale a 3 meses viviendo y trabajando en cualquier ciudad de la geografía anglosajona. El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado, con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Vaughan Town, el pueblo anglo de Vaughan. Vaughan Town, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335-833. 911-335-833.